How's it going after about a week? Last week was kind of the first big week with everybody there and getting ready, because you got two meets. You could send some kids at for this next week, couldn't you?
Yeah, we got a big week coming up here. It's been really nice weather for the most part. We've had a couple of days where it's maybe a little bit windy and cold, but we've tried to get out there every opportunity we can. The kids have been working hard. We got UNK coming up on Thursday. That should be a good meet there, and I think we're going to try to fit everyone in there in some way that we can. It's a really nice meet. It's a good experience. It's different because it's indoors. So I think it's good for everyone to go experience that if we can. And if there's anyone we can't fit in, we might be able to take to the Cambridge Relays there on Friday. It's going to be kind of interesting. Usually it's pretty cold on that Thursday, but it looks like it's going to be in the low 90s, high 80s. So kind of ironic for an indoor meet. It's going to be really nice outside.
Yeah, and Friday then it's supposed to be the same thing outdoors at Cambridge. So you never know what Mother Nature's going to throw at you. You got to be prepared for the cold and for the wind and for the occasional hot days, huh?
Hopefully that's a good omen that the rest of the year will be warm, and hopefully the cold stays away.
Is this the first year for UNK, or did you go last year?
We did go last year as well.
I couldn't remember if first or second year, and that's something new and everything for those kids to run indoors. You got used to it a little bit last year.
Yeah, that was a good experience for them last year. It's a little bit different, a few different events with the 60 meters and in the sprints and the hurdles, and not being able to do discus. I know a lot of our throwers are a little bit bummed about that. I know they like throwing the discus, but and then you got the indoor shot. It's a little different with a wood board and a wood floor instead of the concrete. So it's definitely a different environment. It's definitely really packed in there with everybody and all the fans. So it's exciting, and it's really good competition.
Let's talk about the ladies first. You've got some returnees back. You lost a good group of seniors from last year's squad, but you've got some returnees back. They're going to score some points for you this year.
Yeah, we got a good group of returners that have some state experience with Aspen Billiter. She's going to be huge for us in the jumps especially, and then she's very, very flexible and versatile. She can score for us in a lot of different events. Melissa Coe comes back with a state medal last year in the pole vault. She's looking really strong running, so she's going to be huge for us in some sprints as well. And then we had, unfortunately, a couple injuries that are going to kind of limit some of our girls from other sports that are going to come into play here. But Ryland Custard was one that made down to state last year in the pole vault, had a knee injury, and she's working to come back from that. I think she might actually, if you ask her, she's going to probably do a lot more than she'll end up doing. But she's going to probably end up throwing for us a little bit if we can get her knee under control there. So she's been working hard coming back from that, and she's looking good already. So.
That's good. She's battling the injury right now, but it's just she wants to be out there competing, doesn't she?
Yeah, she's definitely a competitor, and she's gonna push it as far as she can, I think.
You bet. How about on the boys' side? You've got some experience back in that area too, don't you?
Yeah, we got Gage Hammond back, a state champion last year in the pole vault. Mm-hmm. He's looking good again this year already from the few days we've been out vaulting. Some of those jumps and vaults we've been trying to take along a little slow so we can get the fundamentals in, but he's been looking really good the few times he's vaulted. So Gage is going to be huge for us. We got a few other juniors that maybe didn't score a whole lot for us last year that are looking like they can contribute this year, and but overall I think we're going to be a really young team. We've got a lot of freshmen and sophomores that have tons of potential to be able to contribute for both boys and girls.
Yeah, it's on the boys' side especially. You've got a couple of boys as eighth graders last year really put some good marks in the running events and the field events, didn't they?
Yeah, we got a number of freshmen that did really, really well last year. Brody Hammond's going to be one in the pole vault, follow after his brother, I think. He's been vaulting pretty well already. Connor Weaver is going to be good for us in the throws. And then Bo Trexa in the jumps and some sprints. A couple others. I know, buddy. I think and then there's some other kids that I think will definitely contribute as well.
Yeah, that's going to be fun to watch those young kids. You know, it's a freshman year in varsity. You know, no pressure on them. Just go out and see what you can do. Get better meet by meet. And you know darn well those kids got the potential to do that, just that.
Yeah, for sure. They can help us out in a lot of different ways. It's always a kind of a big adjustment going from junior high to to being a freshman and competing against, you know, juniors and seniors. So I think mentally that might be somewhat of a challenge for some of those guys. But once they get some experience under their belts and get a couple meets in, I think we'll be in a really good spot.
How about your coaching staff? You got a lot of familiar names back. Once again, helping you out this year.
Yeah, we got everybody back. We got Coach Kennedy in the vaults. I know he's feeling very confident, both girls and boys there, looking to be a strong point for us. Coach Rice in the jumps. And then Coach Chesterman in the distance, and then I'll be operating the throws again. And relays, we'll see. We kind of had some wrenches thrown in some relays. We'll kind of see who we can fit in and where we can be successful. But I think we got some potential there, at least on the girls' side, to put together a good relay.
You got time. I mean, it goes fast. I get the track and field season goes fast, but got some time to work some things out. Some of these meets, experiment a little bit, can't you?
Yeah, And I think that's good for kids to go out and try different things and try a bunch of different events, even if they maybe haven't had experience in the past. You might be good at something you didn't know you're good at. And so, yeah, we'll definitely try to experiment here the first few and see what we can do.
RPAC Conference, like it has been the last couple of years, Coach, very, very competitive girls and boys, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been crazy competitive the last couple of years, and it looks like it's going to be that way this year. There's, you know, top to bottom, there's just so many good athletes, and it's really hard for any one team to really pull away. So, yeah, it's going to be really exciting. I think it's down the road in Cambridge, so it'll be a good meet for
exactly.
Sure, and very, very competitive.
Yep, conference in Cambridge. Your district will be over at Southern Valley, so not far to travel this year at all, huh?
Yeah, they're all fairly close and stuff we're familiar with, so that should be a good benefit for us.
You bet. Well, we'll be looking forward to see how you do on Thursday at UNK. Take a lot of kids there and maybe possibly a few kids at the Cambridge Relays. That's kind of a meet which I think four teams involved just to kind of get the ball rolling for the season too.
Yeah, it was always a good meet. We enjoyed competing there, but with the UNK thing, it just gave us a guaranteed meet where it's indoors. So, yeah, we're always appreciative of what Cambridge is able to put together, and I wish we could, you know, do both, but just doesn't time out that way with back to backs.
Exactly. Never gonna back to backs are just tougher than nails in track and field to do it. So. Coach, good to talk a little track and field with you. It's going to be a good season coming up. Got a lot of potential there with your older kids and your younger kids too, don't you?
Yep, they're a great group. They work hard, and it'll be very exciting to see how they progress throughout the year.